Sakude, 26 week ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verses 5 to 12 and 27 to 29. Fear not, my people, remember Israel. You were sold to the nations not for your destruction. It was because you angered God that you were handed over to your foes. For you revoked your Maker with sacrifices to demons, to no God. You forsook the eternal God who nourished you, and you reap Jerusalem who fostered you. See, indeed, saw coming upon you the anger of God, and she said, hear your neighbors of Zion. God hath brought great mourning upon me, for I have seen the captivity that the eternal God hath brought upon my sons and daughters. With joy I foster them, but with mourning I lament, I let them go. Let no one gloat over me, a widow, bereft for many, for the sins of my children I am left desolate. Because they turn from the law of God. Fear not, my children. Call out to God. He who brought this upon you will remember you. As your heart has been disposed to stray from God, turn now 10 times the more to seek Him. For He hath brought you. For he hath brought disaster upon you, will in saving you bring you back from your enduring joy. The Gospel according to Matthew. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yet, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Sharing of the reading. comfort the team. Read scripture to fathom God's mysteries. There are too many mysteries in the world. Some mysteries require man to study and time to understand them. For example, the earth rotates around the sun. Newton's principles on motion. Some mysteries man can only understand with God's help through the Holy Spirit and revelation. Third art, the mysteries of the Holy Trinity, Jesus the Redeemer, Jesus' true natures. When man did not know or cannot understand them, the mysteries still exist in the world. It is not true to say that the mystery only exists when people knew or understood them. Today's readings concentrate on the understanding of God's mysteries. In the first reading, the prophet Baruch wanted the Israelites to understand the mystery of suffering. God let the Babylon armies destroy Judah kingdom and the temple and put people on exile. It did not because God did not love the Israelites, nor he had no power to save them, but because he wanted to give them an opportunity to reflect, to repent, and to come back to God. If there was no suffering, the Israelites would not recognize God's love, live far away from him, and be lost forever. In the gospel, the disciples were glad when they had power to heal and to expose devils. Jesus would like to draw their minds to the mystery of the kingdom. They should be happy more because they understood the mystery of the kingdom and their names were recorded in heaven. Second analysis, the first reading. Try to understand the mystery of suffering in life. Third point. Why were the Israelites on exile? It was the opportunity for the Israelites to recognize two things. First, their sins angered God. The prophet Baruch declared the reason for their exile. For you revolted your maker with sacrifices to demons to know God. You forsook the eternal God who nourished you, and you reaped Jerusalem who fostered you. God let suffering happen not because he did not love them, but to let them to recognize their sins against God. The prophet Baruch, like many other prophets, encouraged the Israelites not to be desperate and lost their faith in God, but to recognize their sins and to repent. He said, "Fear not, my people. Remember Israel, you were sold to the nation, not for your destruction." Second, God's love for the Israelites. God punished the people not because he hated them, but because he loved them. Baruch likened God as a father and Jerusalem as a mother. And he had to suffer so much when he punished them. you forsook the eternal God who nourished you, and you reap Jerusalem who fought you. Seeing this, saw coming upon you the anger of God, and she said, hear, you neighbors of Zion, God hath brought great mourning upon me, for I have seen the captivity that the eternal God hath brought upon my sons and daughters. With joy I fostered them, but with mourning I lament and I let them go. Second point, try to come back to God. In suffering, men can have true attitude. They can be fallen to desperation or encouraged to repent. Baruch advised Israelites to choose the second attitude. When they recognize their sin, they need to return to God's love and the mother love of Jerusalem. He said, fear not, my children, call out to God. He who brought it upon you will remember you. As your hearts have been disposed to stray from God, turn now 10 times the more to seek Him. For He who hath brought disaster upon you will, in saving you, bring you back enduring joy. Suffering is only needed for those who did not recognize God's love, parental love, and other love. Once they recognize them and live right relationship to all, suffering is not needed anymore. Second, the gospel. You have hidden the things from the wise and the learned. You have revealed them to the childlike. Third point, the true happiness is your name that have been recorded in heaven. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. The disciples' positive attitude can be understood, but Jesus wanted them to be precursors of this attitude. I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full fog of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Jesus pointed out for them to see the main reason of joy, which is their salvation. Be satisfied with success in human way is very dangerous, since Satan can use this pride to destroy God's works and to draw them away from Him. Second point, the mystery of the kingdom can be only understood by the childlike. Luke describes the reason of Jesus' joy as follows. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden the things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. That, Father, Such had been the wretched will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Third, childlike is the necessary condition to understand the mystery of the kingdom. The noun childlike is used to indicate not only children, but also those who have not much experience of life. According to human standards, they think one must be wise to understand marvelous things happened in the world, but Jesus required his disciples must have a humble attitude, open up, and follow spirit guidance to understand mystery. An arrogant soul close up and believe only in his intellect will never understand God's mystery. Second, why the wise did not understand God's mysteries? Many people can rely on what Jesus said here to verify predestination, because if God hid or did not reveal, how can one understand? This is only a Jewish way of speaking, because they believe God is the cause for everything. When Jesus proclaimed the good news, he intended for everyone, but not everyone who understand it. The parable of the sower is an example. If his audience did not pay attention, repaired and practiced, how can they understood and bore fruit for their life? Application in life. We must be humble to learn to understand God's mystery in the world. An arrogant attitude will prevent us in fathoming God's mysteries. To understand God's mystery is only the beginning step. We must leave the revealed mystery to benefit for our life. Amen.